The Orillia District Snowmobile Club, ODSC, has been left to fend for itself in the wake of the devastating early spring ice storm, after learning the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, will not provide financial support for cleanup efforts. With more than 1,400 permit-holding members and hundreds of kilometers of trails under its care, the Orillia Club is now grappling with the daunting task of restoring a badly damaged network without adequate resources. According to club president Rob Love, the OFSC confirmed there is no money available to support cleanup efforts, despite multiple formal requests. The response was that there is no funding in the budget, Love said. There will not be any extra funding put aside for any ice storm cleanup. It's ours to deal with on our own. The March ice storm tore through large portions of Severn Township, Oro-Medonte and surrounding areas, bringing down trees and leaving many trail sections impassable. But beyond the visible damage, it's what still hangs above the trail network that poses the greatest risk, officials warn. A lot of the trees are still dangling in the air and entangled with other branches. That makes it dangerous for volunteers to go in with chainsaws without equipment, Love explained. It's a monumental task. Volunteers managed to clear 300 meters of trail in a full day, with four people working nonstop. With dozens of similar sections to address, Love said the job is simply too big for unpaid laborers armed with only hand tools. The club had hoped to secure $5,000 to begin tackling the cleanup and even suggested alternatives for saving money, but was turned down. Love said the local club estimates $25,000 would be needed to restore the trails to safe and usable conditions, a figure that includes machinery rentals and support for landowners who also suffered property damage on trails crossing private land. We've had our budgets cut every year for the last bunch of years, Love said. We've offered ideas to run cheaper. But no, it's, you have to do it this way, and then they say, but we don't have money to help you do it. It's incredibly frustrating. Love believes the Orillia Club's trails sustained some of the worst damage among area clubs and that the club's request was reasonable. We're not asking to be reimbursed for everything. But asking our volunteers to pay for chainsaw gas themselves? That's a slap in the face, he said. Adding to the challenge is the recent collapse of the club's trail groomer shed, which caved under a heavy snow load this past winter. The OFSC does not fund groomer sheds, and while Love said the club is willing to raise money to replace it, he draws the line at fundraising for essential cleanup. We're happy to raise money to build a shed, he said. But we don't think it's right that we should have to fundraise to put fuel in our chainsaws or rent equipment to safely clear trails. The Orillia Club isn't the only one in crisis. Love said the Georgian Bay Snowriders, GBSR, are also facing a lot more damage than usual, yet neither club has been able to access funding or support through the OFSC. Efforts to get assistance from the Ontario government and tourism-related agencies have also come up empty. Not all hope is lost. Severn Township, which Love described as fantastic, has stepped up to offer help, and some other local outdoor clubs, including off-road cycling and motorbike organizations, have chipped in volunteer hours to clean their own trail systems. However, Love said snowmobile clubs are largely on their own because their trail system isn't urgently needed until winter. Other groups need their trails now, he said. We have a bit more time, but come fall, if we haven't made significant progress, we could be in real trouble. Despite the club's efforts to keep the situation quiet while seeking alternative funding, Love said the burden on volunteers continues to grow, with no relief in sight. We're already struggling to get enough people to help out, he explained. We just want our volunteers to be able to spend their time, not their money. And we want them to be safe. Right now, it feels like we've been left behind. Love said he remains hopeful the OFSC might reconsider its decision, or that some new source of funding will emerge in time to prevent long-term trail closures. It would be amazing if the OFSC could come up with anything, he said. Even just a little extra help to rent some machinery would make a big difference. We're not asking for the moon, just enough to make sure we can get the trails safe and open again. The OFSC did not respond to Aurelia Matter's request for comment in time for the publication of this article.